It's March the 28th, 2015, and the Lord had a wonderful message tonight. There are many, many answers. I've been getting so many questions about how to become more intimate with the Lord and how to have a deeper relationship with Him, how to see Him, how to hear Him. And He's been listening in on this, and tonight He weighed in on it and explained what He is needing from us, what we need to do in order to clear the way to have this intimacy with Him. But before I go into that, I am going to read to you how he began with me tonight and to share a little bit about the rapture and so on. We've been kind of looking at that and feeling the time getting shorter, at least, as this Passover season comes around. And tonight, when I was with him and he was just holding me so tenderly and showing me the many faces that I've adored him in, all these probably three different faces that I really feel capture his personality and his moods and just his gentleness. And when he began to appear to me more as in the Shroud of Turin, the pictures by Ray Downing, I was a little uncomfortable with it because I hadn't seen him that way before. And tonight, as he held me, it's like his face morphed into all these different images that I'm so fond of portraying him, as well as the Ray Downing one, the one from the Shroud of Turin. So that's how we began our night. Thank you, Lord, for holding me so tenderly and showing me the many faces I've adored you in and melding them into one. My bride, I didn't want you to feel alienated from me. I truly am all those things to you. Yes, indeed, the pictures you have used capture unique facets of my person, and I have no objection to you using them. I only want for you to be acquainted with my actual face, so that you will in no way be shocked when you finally see me. Oh, sweet Lord, how kind you are to me. My sweet bride, how I love you. You certainly show it in many ways, so many ways, Lord. I'm totally overwhelmed over your gifts to us. And then he goes on, my husband Ezekiel's been carrying a cross, he's been carrying something, and I said to the Lord, please comfort him, Lord, please pull him out of the place that he's in. And the Lord answered me, my love, he's carrying a very heavy cross for me right now. Shall I remove it from him? Well, no, perhaps if I explain that, he will carry it with more confidence, and he is carrying it very peacefully, but I know it hurts. Perhaps, but he has offered himself to me as a total sacrifice so many times, and I rejoice to share with him what I must endure on behalf of souls. But Lord, I thought you endured all that on the cross. Sins, yes, but the dynamics of brewing situations, no. There's much tension in heaven right now as well. We are all on the edge of our seats, so to speak. And I wanted to say that a dear friend of mine had a vision of the Lord on the edge of the seat of his throne. The angels had trumpets in their hands at their sides, and they were all watching the Lord on his throne. And he was sitting on the edge of his seat, I think, looking at the Father. And he was waiting, you know, waiting, waiting, waiting. But Lord, I thought you said last night that a date has been set. I did indeed, and that is what we are waiting on. You know how it feels to wait. However, you have not, nor will you ever know, what waiting for this moment is like. It is like none other in history. It is horrendous. Waiting, waiting, waiting. Can you tell me more? No, my love, except that you're very close. Close in time or close in thinking? Both. Listen to me, dear one. Hold up under the pressures of this life only just a little more. Don't grow weary in well-doing, as you began to feel today. I would say to you, you will receive your reward, but I know better. It's not for reward that you do this. You truly have been made a shepherdess, laying your life down day after day for the sheep. This is what I've always wanted for you. Thank you, Lord. You've done this beautiful work in me. Well, moving on. There are many who wish to have this relationship with me. I exclude no one. Let that be made clear. My arms are wide open to all who seek me, until they find me. I'm not an easy catch. I need to know how much I am wanted. I need to see a relentless bride searching high and low for me. Then I shall surprise her with my presence. Most people give up way too easily. This is the majority of the problem. Most people give in to the lies of the enemy. You're not worthy. Nothing could be further from the truth. Unless you want to say, unless you are willing to seek me until you find me, you are not worthy. Now that would be correct. The other issue of purity is also major. Two facets. One is that the more stimulus you glean from the world, the less sensitive you are to my presence, my still small voice, my gentle breeze and embrace. The other facet is uncleanliness. Feeding on the filth of this world makes a heart very soiled and unfit as a habitation. The house must be clean, or at least committed to cleanliness. Wow, Lord, we needed to hear this. I know. Oh, how I love each and every one that is seeking me. That is why I am here to explain the direction they need to take. You know the things that offend me. Sin offends me very much. Sin in clothing or lack of it. Sin in violence, crime, hatred, gossip, backbiting, jealousy, and adulteries. Soap operas are the epitome of sin and extremely noxious to me. Like your nose in fresh dog excrement. Noxious. I mean very, very bad. These things not only offend me, but also the heavenly court, the angels and the saints. Yet in your world, they're matter of fact, part of everyday life. If my bride wants to find me, she must lay aside these things and purify her heart and mind from all forms of entertainment that portray sin. This means music, clothing, behavior, speech, murder mysteries, wars, things that portray sin in any form. I don't have a problem with biographies that show the progress of a soul coming to me. That doesn't make entertainment out of their sin, but simply portray where they were and where they are coming to. It is the scintillating entertainments that spoil the perception of the delicate and clean things, dulling the senses and offending me greatly. Understand that I too must endure what you are watching and thinking about. I too am in that bedroom watching unspeakable filth. I too am at that murder scene with those who are suffering. I too am present at that intrigue that will steal and ruin the lives of hundreds caused by greedy men. These things hurt me. Please, my brides, do not watch these things in movies or TV. They are so hurtful to me. Do not listen to music or look at magazines, billboards, pictures that depict suffering or sin. Lord, I remember how you recoiled at some of the images I was going to use for the nuclear war video. Yeah, I was working on it, and I really sensed that the Lord didn't want these images in the video. He said, oh yes, horror of horrors. I created that soul. To see his very body on fire disturbs me deeply. Remember, I was there when that soul set fire to his body. I too felt the suffering. I had to work with his soul, determining his destination. No, no, do not trouble me with what you look at, listen to, or think about. No, no. Do not put me through that. How can I embrace a bride when her mind is full of filth such as this? These things have half-lives. They linger and linger and linger. Over and over again, I must see these things as they're recalled to your memory. Do you understand? Blessed are the pure, for they shall see God. Do you now understand why so many cannot find me in their prayers? Yes, seek me until you find me. But first, clean your house. Come to me clean. Create a throne room in your heart that is undefiled with the filth of this world. And I must say, it is not only filth, but worldliness that is offensive to me, carnal preoccupations with cooking, sewing, decorating, buying, selling, having this and having that, shopping, wanting this and wanting that. Oh, those idols are detestable to me, and when I find that kind of clutter in a heart, I want to run the other way. And when I see that a soul prefers that to my company, well, my heart collapses in sadness. Oh, how could you prefer these worthless idols to me? How could you? As a break here, guys, I have to say I'm guilty. Guilty, guilty, guilty as charged. I have done that. I have gotten distracted on the net. I've gone shopping for... Sometimes when you're upset, you go run to the store, go shopping, walk around, that kind of thing. Then he said, I'm not talking about when you fall into a mood or are deeply hurt and disappointed and you head for the Haagen-Dazs in a movie, although keep the movie pure. I'm talking about making a conscious decision to forego time with me in order to do useless things. That's why I get so disappointed with you when you follow rabbit trails on the internet. What a waste of time. And you're getting much better, my love, not following news stories that bait your curiosity. Much better. These are willful sins you do not recognize. Pray, O Lord, cleanse me from my unknown sins. When you get done surfing, you feel conviction. You know, I shouldn't have wasted all that time. Your heart sinks a little, knowing you've disappointed me. Not only have you wasted time, you've also filled your mind with unnecessary cares. Then you speak them out to others and pass them around. So you not only affect yourself, but others as well, giving them a bad example. Do you see what I see now? Yes, Lord, even for the first time I'm understanding some things and why I feel a certain way after doing something that wasn't your perfect will. Well, my brides, I'm not saying this to condemn you. Do you understand that? I'm answering your prayers. This is what I require of you. This is why you have such a hard time seeing and hearing me. Work on this, and I will bless you with visitations and consolations. I promise you. Well, that's enough for you to chew on tonight, my dove. Thank you for responding to me so readily. All the dear ones on your channel have been on my heart, and now we can all work together to fulfill your dreams and desires to be with me. I love you all dearly and tenderly. I'm coming for you. Prepare yourselves. And that's the end of the message. You know, after that word, you're probably thinking, what's left of me to watch? I mean, sometimes we feel like we need a distraction or something to change the subject. Well, we watch children's movies that aren't atheistic. We're careful about that. And nature movies, documentaries. As long as there's no obnoxious content and simple cartoons like Simon's Cat or Animal Babies, you know, something like that is humorous and it cheers you and it changes the subject, especially when you're dealing with counseling souls, and gets kind of heavy after a while. We're pretty simple that way. You could get much more heady with intellectual programs and interviews and biographies. Just don't walk away from these things all cluttered in your mind, and be sure that there's nothing really impure in that, that they're rated for children and the general public, that they're not R-rated. Oh, please don't watch anything R-rated. Even PG-13 is questionable. Thank you all for listening to our channel, and my heart has been burdened for you as well in helping you being able to get in touch with the Lord in this way. And he's not excluding anyone. I do want to draw your attention to some of my earlier videos because I did quite a long series on intimacy with the Lord. And everything that I gave you in that was given to me by the Lord. It's just that since there were earlier videos, people aren't going back to them. But I really encourage you to check out my playlists. And in the playlists, you'll see the ones on intimacy, those playlists. And I think they would be very, very helpful to you. Also, I hope you're listening to the music that I put together on a playlist. It's also on a playlist, which you can find from the, you go to my main channel page and there's a place where it says playlist, discussion, videos, channels, and so forth. It's kind of in a light colored print, it's easy to miss. It's just underneath the banner. Just click on playlists and it'll take you to that page. And if you see a playlist and you want to know what's on it, click on that and it will open up and it'll show you all the videos on that playlist. And I have over an hour long video on intimacy with the Lord where he really, really, really tackles some of the major impediments to getting close to him. So the Lord bless you with a sweet, sweet experience with him. And please don't be discouraged or think that you have so long, so far to go. One step forward in the journey, he'll match it with 100 steps. And it won't be long before you're right where you need to be. And he will bless you because of your efforts. You don't have to be perfect. Just desire to be there, and he'll do all the work. The Lord bless you.